What is the plague of modern man? Hi, I'm Mike Mason. This is the Immortal Combat Podcast. The Immortal Combat Podcast, the podcast arm of Viri Christi. Viri Christi is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help men attain the full stature of Christ by growing strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to learn more about our work, you can check us out online at virichristi.com. All right, gentlemen, this is episode 3 of the Viri Christi Boot Camp, a 9-month introduction to the Catholic faith. To help you grow in grace, wisdom, and virtue, develop habits for holiness, and become the man that God created you to be. Now, over the last 2 weeks, we've seen that Jesus Christ should not be considered a nice guy, but a good man. However, he's far more than a good man because, as we discovered last week, he is the God-man. We've also seen that in order to be a good man, we must get his life in us, right? Through humility, we receive his life. Through grace and the sacraments. And last week, as we discussed, following Christ is an all or nothing proposition. Because he is Lord, we give our lives to him completely or not at all. And that can be maybe a little terrifying for you, giving yourself completely to our Lord. But I can tell you guys from experience and from God's faithfulness and promise that when you do that, he will take you on an adventure that you can't possibly imagine. What he has planned for you is far better than anything you could get by not following him. So, all right, this week we are going to look at what keeps men from following Christ. I would suggest there's an invisible plague sweeping through our culture. Okay. Now, this two-headed hydra that makes men soft are two vices that men are particularly prone to today and that our wider culture encourages, okay? These two vices are called effeminacy and sloth. Now, either of these two-headed monsters will inhibit you from becoming the man that God wants you to be, and it will strip you of your manhood. Both of them steal your ability to do difficult tasks, but they do it in different ways. Both of these vices are going to keep you from becoming the man that you want to be, from devoting yourself completely to Christ. So we need to get to the bottom of what these are, how to identify them, and then how to overcome them. Let's begin with sloth. Sloth is an aversion to what is difficult. Some guys look at a difficult task and they fold like a cheap suit. Okay. So any difficult task, it could be in sports, lifting weights, school, prayer, having a difficult conversation with somebody. A sloth is a vice that when you look at something difficult, you see its difficulty and you won't do it because it's difficult. That's sloth. So sloth isn't the way we're using here. It's not just laziness. You might think like sloth, like you've been to the zoo and watch how slow they move. Be like, well, sloth is laziness, not doing things. A sloth can manifest itself that way, right? You look at something difficult and you just decide to lay on the couch instead. Sloth can also manifest itself in busyness, as weird as it sounds. Some guys keep themselves extremely busy with things that don't really matter to avoid doing what is difficult, okay? So sloth can manifest itself in those two ways. And guys, this sloth is everywhere. There's lots of guys who either, one, they're just flat out lazy, or they fill their lives with things that are distractions, that are not the point, to make them feel like they're doing a lot, but they're really not. So that's sloth. The second, and the very similar sloth, is what's called effeminacy. And we talked about 2 weeks ago when we introduced, you know, who is Jesus Christ? Is he nice? I talked about the fact a lot of people think Jesus is effeminate, okay? What effeminacy is, and our Lord definitely is not effeminate. Effeminacy is disordered attachment to that which is pleasurable, okay? So a guy is effeminate when he's attached to pleasure. Effeminacy refers to a kind of softness, okay? Effeminacy, especially in the Western world right now, effeminacy in men is off the charts, okay? And it's not just a weakness in men, though it is that. There's also, I would argue, an active conspiracy in our world to steal your masculinity and make you effeminate. And when I say an active conspiracy, I mean a legit conspiracy. There are people who run the world who are setting the world up in a way to create effeminate men. And it's everywhere. And once you guys get a clear grasp on what effeminacy is, you will see it in yourself. And hopefully you'll hate the fact it's in there and you'll see it all around you. Okay, this is what's called a paradigm shift, right? Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Enjoying pleasure, okay, so indulging in pleasures inordinately makes you soft and effeminate, okay? Now, pleasure itself is not wrong, and it's an important part of life. So I'm not anti-pleasure, neither is the Catholic Church, neither is Jesus Christ. So I'm not saying we have to avoid all pleasures all the time, no matter what. That's just stupid, okay? But when you indulge in pleasures inordinately, it's going to make you effeminate because you're going to grow attached to those pleasures. And when you get attached, overly attached, disorderly attached to a pleasure, it'll make you soft. It makes you soft in the mind, makes you soft in the will. It'll make your body soft. Men who are attached to pleasures are physically soft. They're doughy. When you touch them, they're soft. Because that's what pleasure does. When you eat donuts all the time and drink soda and eat chips and lay on the couch and play video games all day long, those are pleasurable activities. That's why people do them. But if you do that, you will become soft. And that's what effeminacy is. Now, what kinds of things can we be overly attached to? Well, the first are pleasures of food, drink, and sex. Okay? Guys are overly attached to food, drink, and sex. Now, food, drink, and sex in themselves are not bad. We need all three. We need food and drink in order to survive. We need sex in sort of for our species to carry on. So these things are not bad. But people indulge in all three in inordinate ways, disordered ways. Okay? Food and drink's clear. What about sex? Pornography and masturbation are a plague on our society, and they're plaguing young men. Okay? The world pushes pornography, masturbation, sex outside of marriage in order to create soft men. If a man's addicted to food, drink, and sex, if a man's addicted to pornography and masturbation and sex outside of marriage, he will never be able to muster with him the ability to do anything virtuous. You get a guy like that, they can be led around by the nose the whole of their lives. If I was a tyrant, okay, and if I was in charge of a country and I was a tyrant, what I would actively try to do is get all the men in my country addicted to pleasure because they would never be able to rise up against me ever. Okay, and then I can pretty much do whatever I want. As long as I keep the pleasure knob turned on, these guys are a bunch of sheep, okay? Our culture does this. So pleasures of food, drink, and sex can make you effeminate. Possessions can make you effeminate. Now, again, possessions aren't bad. I have possessions. I see books behind me and things like that, okay? Possessions aren't bad, but a moderate amount of wealth and possessions contributes to happiness. I'm not anti-possessions at all. And we need some, right, to live a good, decent, happy life. But people are obsessed with possessions. 15 pairs of sneakers, 3 or 4 cars, outfits all the time, whatever it is people are into, they tend to have way more of it than they need. So I'm not anti-possessions, but we can indulge in them way too much into the commercialism where we're buying stuff all the time. And it makes us soft because we can't say no. How about our ego and our reputation? Again, having a good reputation is a good thing. I want you guys to develop good character and have good reputations. But the pleasure that comes with your ego or your reputation can be addicting and make you soft. Guys get so addicted to what people think around them, they can't stand up and do what's right. That's not manly. Men act on principle. Men have moral and religious principles that they stand on, that they can stand when people are insulting them because of it. If you can't stand up for what you believe in because you'd rather be popular, you're not a man, you're soft. Okay? Sloth and effeminacy. Okay. Sloth. What is it? Looking at difficult things, seeing the difficulty and shrinking back. That's not masculine. That's not manly. Effeminacy, being disorderly attached to pleasure, makes you soft. That's what effeminacy is. It's when you can't turn from pleasure to pursue that which is good, true, beautiful, and virtuous and holy. Guys, these are plaguing us today. If you are going to become the man that God made you to be, if you're going to become a Christ-like, holy man, strong in mind, body, and spirit, you're going to have to fight sloth and effeminacy. You cannot go with the culture in everything. Okay? There's an old saying, dead fish flow downstream. If you're going to go with our culture, you're a dead fish. A live fish can swim against it. Okay? What we need, guys, and this is your application this week, we need courage in the Christian life. G.K. Chesterton said this in What's Wrong with the World. He said, the Christian ideal has not been tried and found wanting. It's been found difficult and left untried. Guys, people don't live the Christian life and go, well, that stinks. It's not what it cracked up to be. I'm done. Okay. No, people find the Christian life difficult and then they just don't do it anymore. What saint on their deathbed goes, man, I wish I would have like ate more junk food and slept around more and, you know, had more stuff. No, there's people that indulge their appetites, famous people. Okay. There's no shortage of famous people, rich, wealthy, good looking, successful, living lives of pleasure where they'd find those extremely meaningful. You can find tons of testimonies on those. Find me the Catholic saint, the one who's truly living a saintly life, that they have these great regrets and what they left up. You're not going to find it, okay? Guys, we need to have courage in the face of the Christian life. We have to have courage to stand on our principles and to become Christ-like in the face of a difficult world. To fight sloth men, you must embrace struggle and challenge. Learn to love the process in life, whether that's sports, music, school, whatever. Love the process. Okay, I'm a football coach. I love football. I love sports in general. So if you're not a football guy, that's fine. But sports in general, it teaches a man to embrace struggle and challenge. To fight sloth, guys, embrace challenge. Okay, don't run away from it. So when you have to do the difficult thing for homework, embrace it and do it. When you have to do the difficult thing at practice, embrace it and do it. Embrace challenge. A lot of the challenges, especially if you guys are a young man, a lot of the challenges we put in front of you are things you enjoy already, sports, music, stuff like that. But it's a training ground, so embrace it. Second, fight effeminacy. Moderation is key. There's an exorcist by the name of Father Chad Ripperger. He has a great talk about effeminacy on YouTube called How to Raise a Man. Okay, I listen to it a few times a year. Okay, How to Raise a Man. He says that demons treasure the idea of anything but moderation because God receives glory when we enjoy the things that he has made rightly, okay? Moderation is the key. We are not anti-food, drink, and sex. We are not anti-possessions. We are not anti-reputation. But those good things have to be used moderately and appropriately, okay? We need to practice moderation, and we need to clearly understand what moderation is, because most likely what lots of us would describe as moderation ain't moderate, it's excessive, okay? Because we live in a culture that's nuts, okay? But the goal is moderation, and we'll talk more about how to do that in future episodes, and if you're in our groups, we talk about this a lot, okay? So we'll put more meat on that bone in the future, but that we have to embrace moderation, okay? Final thing I'll leave with you, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. St. Paul says this, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Guys, God wants to do this work. He does not want us to be slovenly, right? Does not want to have us have the vice of sloth. He does not want us to be effeminate and weak. He wants us to be strong in mind, body, and spirit. He gives us his grace and the sacraments to help us do so. So we need to ask him for that gift so that we can exercise virtue for his glory, for our neighbor's good, and we can become the holy men that he wants us to be. All right. That isn't enough for this week, guys. Fight sloth, fight effeminacy, become the man God created to be. And I will see you guys next time. God bless.